faces.
You sick for this one.
Yeah, check. 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Peace and love, everybody. On the interwebs and the videos and the neticles and all that jazz. Hopefully, I'm coming to you live and direct as I'm supposed to be. There's so many technical things that go into doing this nonsense. Y'all wouldn't believe what I got to go through the last few minutes before showtime. But here we are, back in effect, the New York Hip Hop Report with your man, Manny Faces. Peace and love. Thanks for checking in on the on Facebook Live. Look like I'm doing okay. Shouts already to some folks checking in. My good folks, friends, neighbors, lovers, supporters, haters. Shouts to Matt at upcominghiphop.net. Brian Clark, Summer. I see Mark. I see a bunch of people. So this is it. I decided to come back to life with the New York Hip Hop Report podcast. That I ran from 2012 to about 2015, 2016, a little bit. And we did a special episode 2 weeks ago. That was my recap of checking out New York Hip Hop down in South by Southwest. So that was awesome. That was dope. It was a great trip and had a lot to show for it. So hope you tuned in and checked that out. There was a good reception on that. We got a lot of views. We got a lot of comments. I got a lot of love. And I wanted to bring back the show in a new way. So here I am trying to rock this every week, as I promised. Wednesdays, 10 o'clock, right here on Facebook Live. Obviously, it's going to be archived on Facebook Live as well. And trying to work it out, get it on YouTube, and have some other places for people to catch it. But this is right here, the primary location. You can, of course, check it out also at nyhiphopreport.com. That'll have all the episodes archived. That'll also have all of our old episodes archived, all our old podcast episodes from when we used to be an audio podcast. And you can check out more about the show, and you can contact us if you want to, you know, reach out. We have some ways for you to do that there at nyhiphopreport.com. Of course, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that jazz to try to keep up with what we're doing. Wow, this is great. Everything's working good. Hey, everybody. So, all right. So once again, I do want to say it's very important to be able to continue to do this. That we get the support and love from our community. We show nothing but love to the members of the New York area hip hop music and culture community. And we hope that we can get that in return so that we continue telling the good stories about what everybody's doing. That just might be sharing this video, you know, linking to it, giving us some, you know, helping us spread the gospel, so to speak. So that's very helpful. Monetary donations and such are also great. Sponsorships are great. We do appreciate some of our early sponsors. Last week, we rocked out with Bonfire Radio, the good folks at bonfireradio.com that have several programming shows on their radio network, their internet radio network. I say they're the future of radio. They're very community-minded. They're really putting together a great lineup over there, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, TK in the AM. You know, great morning show. Again, community-based issues. A little bit of righteousness, a little bit of ratchet. It's a good mix of information and entertainment, the way radio probably used to be, I guess, in a way, and really how it should be. So shouts once again to last week's sponsors, or to the special edition sponsors. Please contact us at nyhiphopreport.com over there, info at nyhiphopreport.com, if you want to help sponsor our show. That being said, this week we are sponsored by the great party that's happening this Friday night on at the Gramercy Theater. Legendary, right? Now, this is brought to you by a bunch of people, the Versus Party, the 10th, Move Forward Music. These folks know how to throw parties. They've been behind a lot of New York City's great get-togethers and great events, from Webster Hall to the Verse Yacht Party. You know, I don't really like to get in bed with parties and jams. I'm more about the artistry, about the independent shows, the performances, the artists. So I'm not gonna let just anybody come over here and tell you to go to their party. I've been to the Versus parties. I've been move forward music's events. This is a great time. This is called Legendary. It's in memory of late great musicians, sort of an homage, paying tribute to the late greats, including Prince, Michael Jackson, and Biggie Smalls. Super guest star DJs, Mr. C, Lil C's, Cosmo Baker, Boogie Blind, DJ Lindsay, DJ Tara, Combat Jack on the hosting tip, Kazim Fayumide, Tim Otep, Mary Pryor. These are like journalists, they're culture critics, they're super ingrained in the community. And shouts to my man Josh C. You know him, Clarence Fruster, who's also putting this this whole thing together. There's an open bar. You see all the information right there. So once again, shouts to the legendary event happening this Friday in at the Gramercy Theater. I will be there. I would expect that you would be too. Other than that, of course, the legendary late great. Late, great, hope not. Birthplace Magazine is our other sponsor. That is our home base. That's where I started. For years, I've been covering the New York hip-hop music scene at Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com. Of course, we have the world-famous Birthplace Mag event calendar there, and a lot of these events and others will always be found on the birthplacemag.com event calendar. We're going to go over some upcoming New York hip-hop events, as we always do, try to let you guys know what's happening. But we'll also do a few other things. So this is the new format. This is what I'm trying to do. Once again, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to you guys for checking us out. I'm not going to be here telling you that I know everything about what's happening everywhere in New York hip hop, that I'm the man, I'm Mr. New York hip hop. And if I don't say it's hot, it's not hot. And I don't know, you know, everything that's happening. I'm going to try and tell you some things that you might not know about. I'm going to purposely not talk about some things that you probably already heard about through either the mainstream radio stations or the blogosphere or, you know, the internet spreading the word about some, you know, bigger things that have been happening, although we might dance in and out of that from time to time. I want you guys to participate in the comments section. You know what I'm saying? What's up to Play Gold? In effect, I see you guys like starting to trickle in. That's great. Live. Interaction is great. I want to see some comments. I want to see y'all giving y'all 2 cents. Let's have a conversation in there. I may bring back the phone line. So that might be something we're going to do in a little bit. And we're going to start having guests and interviews live on air as we move forward. So give me a little time to step up, move up, you know, increments, and make sure that I can hold this thing down every week. So what I do want to talk about, as I used to do with the shouts to Steve Ortiz up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. Used to be the co-host on the audio version of this podcast. My man, my mellow, and I always, you know, I couldn't have done it without him. I couldn't have come this far without him. So that's what's up. So I want to talk about a couple of things that I noticed during the week. Some important, semi-important or interesting news that had to do with New York hip hop. So for that, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little segment that's called The Weekend Review. Bong. So what I want to talk about is a couple of things that happened this week. First of all, I had the privilege and honor of speaking at a hip hop conference that happened at John Jay College. Shouts to the Hip Hop Literacies Conference. So what I'm doing a little bit more of these days, if you care about me and what I'm doing, but I'm really doing it on behalf of hip hop as always, is going around and speaking a little bit. I'm talking about, I have lectures, sort of a lecture, you know, delivering a paper about the importance of hip hop, about the misrepresentation of hip hop in the media and sometimes in the overall scheme of things, how hip hop has got that negative connotations that's, you know, surrounds it, and why that's negative, why that's harmful. We see so many good things happening in hip hop that aren't just in the music, although we see some great things in music, especially here in New York. But we see some things where hip hop is used in schools and education and therapy and literacy training and recidivism, you know, being used in programs in prisons to help, you know, people cope with, you know, their position, their situations there, so that they're better equipped to deal with things when they come back out. So we see a lot of these things happening through hip hop, and I hate to see that, you know, whenever hip hop or people on the outside, not really part of the culture or the music, think of hip hop, they have horrible things to say. So it's my job, I think, in some ways, to go out and speak at these conferences, and whether it's a hip hop related conference or like the Popular Culture Association conference I spoke at last year, try to big up hip hop on a different kind of academic level, but not super academic, because I'm not super academic, but that mix of journalism that I do. So that being said, there was a great conference right here in town at John Jay College. They were the hosts, and they hosted the Hip Hop Literacies Conference in its 7th year. There was some great, it was a lot of, you know, academics speaking about how hip hop is being used in these settings. But there were some performances. There was a DJ panel discussion. There was a brother who came from the Lakota tribe, the Standing Rock Native Americans, you know, who came through and how he's using hip hop and beats to help spread message, you know, of unity or of just spreading the message of information, right? We can use hip-hop to spread information, especially when the news is kind of not necessarily our friend all the time, you know, on the ground at some of these, either these issues that are happening, like Standing Rock, or even some of the protesting and Black Lives Matter, and hip hop related, community related issues. Hip hop can be that voice. We can't rely on mainstream hip hop to do it. They have their own kind of agendas. So this underground push is really important. So we try to. So Hip Hop Literacies Conference was a great place for that. So I just wanted to big them up and remind people that, you know, if you like hip hop on a higher level, how XXL magazine used to be, you know, hip hop on a higher level, there are things like this right in our hometown that we could participate in. One of the other hometown stories that really was quiet for a long time, and of course here on the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces, I love to make sure that we cover not just the music. We're gonna get to the music. We're gonna talk about some Joey Badass. We're gonna talk about some ASAP Ferg and Remy Ma. We're gonna talk about Homeboy Sandman. We're gonna talk about a couple things that are coming up, but I do want to make sure that we make sure that we always represent the culture of hip hop. I'm not seeing comments. Are y'all commenting? Because I don't see them. I got like three screens here. I'm trying to make sure that. Oh, what up, Steve? Steve Tyson in the house. All right, shout out to you, brother. Good. I just want to make sure everything's working right. So we want to make sure I got the culture thing covered. I've always been that's always been super important to me. One of the big cultural hip hop stories in the last 5 years, really, in New York City, has been the story of the Five Points graffiti building that used to be in Long Island City, Queens. And if you remember the story, Five Points was a giant, beautiful graffitied up building, sort of in an industrial section of Long Island City, that for a long time the landlord of the building allowed them to paint. Shouts to Mirrors One, shouts to Marie, sort of the curators, the keepers of Five Points. And you might remember that some years ago, Five Points owner of the building was like, hey, there's a lot of things that I could be built that I could do with this building, like tear it down and build luxury condominiums and make a lot of money. So the Five Points artists were like, well, we have all this artwork that's on the walls and you let us paint all these years. And they were like, well, we're gonna tear the building down. You don't have any right to the art. And there was a big discussion about this, and there was a big debate, and a matter of fact, there was a big battle about it, you know, but in the courts even, and through the community board members. And so there was a big back and forth between the artists and the art loving community, hip hop heads, among others, and the courts to say, hey, you don't have any right to the art because this guy lets you paint on the building. But legally, it presented a really interesting story, whether the art that sits on top of a building in paint form is actually something that the building owner that allowed it to be there can control and destroy. What ended up happening, you might recall, is that in the middle of a break in the legal action, the owners of the building whitewashed the building, right, and painted over all the artwork so that the artists had nothing to fight for anymore. Shortly thereafter, the lawsuits were kind of like moot, and the building came down. So that all being said, that was in 2013. That all being said, there was a legal battle still brewing, still going on. And recently the Five Points folks actually won, a step forward in this legal battle. And this suit will go on whether or not these owners of this building had the right to wash over this intellectual property and throw it, you know, away and then tear the building down. So there's going to be some more legal action about that. That's an exciting thing for people in that community and folks that are culturally attached to hip hop. So yeah, shouts to the media outlets that were covering it. You know, ironically, I'm just going to throw this out. Ironically, if you do a search for this, you're going to see things like Patch and Artsy and Curbed and New York Times and Gothamist and ArtNet News and DNA Info and City Limits and the Western Queens Gazette, maybe, right? What you won't see, though, is hip-hop. So it's still ironic to me that hip-hop media won't really cover these events, won't even talk about these things, and give them the light that they deserve. I wrote about this back in 2013 when this was all happening, and noting that there were a lot of hip hop outlets that were happy to write about the fact that it got whitewashed, but that they weren't there supporting 5 points in their fight before it all happened. So just for those that have been paying attention from the old school to now, just want to let you know that's still happening, right? There's no hip hop love or media coverage. Now, that could be a bad thing. That could be looked at as if the community doesn't support these and it's not important. And those words were used in court from my podcast where I said hip hop doesn't show any love. No, hip hop media doesn't show any love. Hip hop shows love. The community shows love. The constituency shows love. They're supportive behind this. So that's why it's real important for us hip hop heads to not get caught up in the mainstream. And there's more that work that we could do as independent hip hop lovers in New York City. Very important. Shouts to 5 points. We'll keep you updated as to what they've got going on. Real quick, let's move on. I also noticed, and shouts to the legendary, the iconic, Ralph McDaniels. Ralph McDaniels was just actually doing a live, I think tonight, a live episode of Video Music Box, I think at Brick. And shouts to this man, a legendary, iconic TV pioneer. And Salon did a late story. I mean, he's been doing this for a while, and a few other outlets have covered this in a while. But just wanted to shout out Ralph McDaniels. He's the he's working with the Queens Library System, and he's been doing a lot of sort of programs and working hip hop into the mix in the library system as sort of their, you know, their ambassador, their curator. That's super dope. And Ralph McDaniel's always been a great guy. Been on this show a couple of times in the past, and I just wanted to show some love to that. This is, I mean, real interesting. DMC from Run DMC will be the Grand Marshal of the NAMI Walks, which is a National Alliance on Mental Illness. He's been recognized for his work. He's also an adoptee. I'm an adoptee, so shouts to DMC from Run DMC for that. Shouts to the Cornell Hip Hop Collection up at Cornell University, another place that really honors hip hop the right way. And they've released a bunch of photographs from, I think, Bill Adler's collection and some old school stuff up there. Cornell's really cool. They have a great archive. So if you're into hip hop history, if you're an older head or even a newer head that likes to look back at that history, we always talk about how important hip hop history is to the youth and all that, and how they should be you know, checking it out. If you ever get up to Cornell University, they got an amazing archive up there, and shouts to them doing that up there. Shouts to man, we got a lot of people checking in. Hey, what up, Fly Lady Die? We got Napoleon the Legend on the check-in. Benny Wise, Mr. Live, what up, Mr. Live? How you been, bro? Yeah, Phil Wesley, what's up, brother? Taking me back on some old photos, and that's what's up. Jux Diamonds, we got a lot of people in the room, and I appreciate y'all. A lot of likes, man. Thank you so much. Share this if you can. Once again, I just want to make sure you understand that the people supporting this are very important to us. Shouts to the legendary party happening Friday, April 14th at the Gramercy Theater. Super dope party going to happen. Sort of a homage to our legendary fallen hip-hop and music heroes, Prince, Michael Jackson, and Biggie. Do want to say rest in peace to Charlie Murphy, man. Charlie Murphy passed away, we just heard today. And that's, you know, that was harsh. I don't think people really knew that he was, you know, sick like that. So rest in peace to Charlie Murphy. Long Island, Strong Island, where I'm from. A Long Islander right there. So shouts to the Murphy family. So that's sort of the week in review, kind of some things I picked up during the week that I thought would be interesting to share with you guys. Again, we can't rely on our mainstream. They're not telling you all these things that are great things that are happening in hip hop. So I try to do my part, especially when it comes to the New York area. I got some good things on my playlist. Oh, you know what? I didn't even put it in. I'm a fool. But check this out. I don't play a lot of music on this show. And a lot of podcasts, they play music, they dip in and out, they play, you know, they do that thing. We don't do that. We never really have. Unless we're trying to like commentary about something specific. So what we want to do is we're going to come back to the chat, right? So if you're catching this on the archive, you're going to see, I'm going to go through and I'm going to populate all the links of the people we're talking about. I invite people in the chat room. Shouts to Elevator Scott. Shouts to Rachel over there. Ticketweb, what up? If you hear me talking about somebody like, you know, Homeboy Sandman, or I'm about to talk about a minute, link them. Just throw their, you know, at Homeboy Sandman, so that people who are watching along are gonna know who I'm talking about, right? I'll do it after the fact, but if y'all want to play along at home, y'all can do that. Reason being is that we're not gonna play a lot of music, so I want people to then go afterwards and check out the artist that we're talking about. That's super, super important. But also, if I do play music on a new show that I have on Bonfire Radio, it's Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. It's called Gotham Flows, right? So bonfireradio.com. You can check. Now I'm going to be archiving those shows on Birthplace Magazine. It's birthplacemag.com. We are presenting that show. But just so you know, I do play music. I do have picks and I want you to hear them, but you got to go over there for that. So that's Thursday nights at 7 PM, on bonfireradio.com. I hope you, spend some time over there as well. They're good folks and they, we try to make it worth your while to check them out. Soon I'm going to be also putting y'all onto some other podcasts and radio shows, specifically New York based. I want to make sure that it's not just me telling you my limited, oh, not so limited, I know a lot of stuff, but my perspective. But I want to bring in some people from different angles or different journalism outlets or different folks who are doing DJs and tastemakers to make sure that we have a great wide selection of people coming in talking about how great New York hip-hop is, and help some of the folks who get it twisted sometimes and still forget that that we're doing it like that. So some good things to pick out this week, again, sort of weekend review. We do want to talk about the fact that Raekwon has a new album out called The Wild. People seem to be going wild over it. Ha, get it, see what I did there. People are digging that, so check out Raekwon's new joint. A big friend of this show, someone I always support, homeboy Sandman, got a new album out. Is it out? I think it's about out. I think you can, I listened to it, so it must be out. It's called Veins. You can catch that on Stone's Throw. You can Google homeboy Sandman. And homeboy Sandman has always brought out the best in lyricism and creativity, and there's just so many good things I could say about him. We'd spend all night just talking about how ill this brother is on a mic, representing Queens. It's my man, my mellow. You should definitely check him out. Oshun, we talked about them last week on the special South by Southwest episode. They were down at South by South rocking. These two young women do really great, thoughtful music, very creative music. They got a new video out. You should definitely check for them. And like I said earlier in the show, one thing that I thought was interesting was ASAP Ferg's little collab with Remy Ma. So this brings me to an interesting point I want to ask y'all. What up, Eddie? Down there in sunny Florida, the legend Cutting Candy, man, it's good to see you here, sis. Cy Martial Law, peace on the check-ins. I appreciate y'all. I'm trying to get a little feedback because I was having this conversation off air about whether, you know, Remy Ma has actually made, you know, sort of this comeback that everyone was talking about. I remember going back to 2013. I was listening to a show we did a while back, and we were talking about whether or not Remy could make a comeback, right? We're talking about the landscape of rap being different, how, you know, when she came back, people were like, Nikki who, Remy back? And we were like, why you always got to pit the woman MCs against the woman MCs? Why can't they both eat? Why can't they both live? And we had a big discussion about that back then, and how there wasn't any beef back then, but then how even Remy was talking about the industry tries to make beef when there's women MCs in the mix, to kind of make it so that there can only be one. And we saw that actually play out a couple years later. We were talking about this. But when I saw this song with ASAP Ferg, I you know, that just dropped the other day, and I look back at Remy's, you know, kind of run. You know, we look at artists that were older artists or you know, from back in the days a little bit, that came back after being away for a while. Prodigy from Mobb Deep comes to mind. And, you know, sometimes they're shaky getting their foothold. They jump on joints. I think the first thing Remy did was jump on a Khaled track, right? But she came into her own. She's now rocking with Fat Joe. She's, you know, obviously got, you know, a little beef situation that made her flourish again. But she's doing her thing. So I want to know what people think about this. This is what we said back in 2013, real quick. Check it.
And the game has changed so much. We've talked about how difficult it could be for veteran artists, or artists have been around for a while, and you know, to come back into the game. Prodigy coming out of jail, doing his thing, and not necessarily having his footing at first, you know, I thought. And then eventually finding it, shaking off the rust, you know what I mean? You know, so I want to see if that's going to plague her.
So did that plague her? Was she able to shake off the rust and really come into her own. She had some help from Love and Hip Hop. She has some. She might be actually one of the better success stories of an artist from an earlier time dipping away for a little bit and coming back on the scene and doing it well enough to attract the attention of the mainstream. Still have her street roots, you know, because that underground indie, you know, rugged, rough and rugged screw face situation happening. You know, and, you know, I think she got a, did they go gold on the album with, I don't know if they did, but, you know, still, mainstream play, and being able to successfully team up. This is what I thought, like, I didn't like when Prodigy first came out, was he able to kind of jump on the mix with newer artists. And Remy was, so here's what I saw. Y'all tell me, I guess you could say something in the thing, or maybe, you know, y'all could jump in after the fact if you're catching this in the archive. This is what I heard, and I'm wondering if she's really doing it across all levels, because now she's teaming up with younger folks, young artists, current folks, on a little bit of a different sound. This is what I heard.
Call me Mr. East Coast, motherfucker. This that Ground Zero music, sit and listen to it. This the children of the sewer finally winning music. This confessions of a Lord, I've been sending music. The rap book is my Bible, just repenting through it. I jump in the whip and say, ooh, it's my shit, and I tell them to turn it up. Jump in the pit and start marching the shit, and I tell them to burn it up. This is Mr. Trap Lord, I'ma go into the sunset. Run it up, run to the
fuck. It's 01 now, run it up. Got my face beat, head done it up. I go bad on him, drop bags on him. Got a tad bitch, tell him run it up. I spaz on him, I gun him up. Said I'm too smart, gotta dumb it up. Dead in the middle of Little Italy. They ain't no Remy, really could just punt it up. On IG, you thumb it up. But in real life, you bum it up. You don't own nothing, you so frontin'. You Joe Button, you pump it up. See these hoes be luckin' up. Try to be down, they suckin' up. I go nuts, I mean pecan. Turn the beat on and I fuck it up. The bar was low, I brung it up. And y'all hoes just stunk it up. I been one, you been done. You been shitter, just hung it up. You was hating when I was coming up. You fake bitch, you need to woman up. You a whack bitch, you a rat bitch. And I'm that bitch, just sum it up.
Woo, right? So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not, I mean, you know, Ferg got his energy. She got some energy. That's like a newer sounding track. That's a little bit of a, you know, ASAP sounding kind of vibe. Is she really putting all her eggs in different baskets in a formidable way? So just in coming, like, week in review, right? I'm just checking out. You want me to do it again? Hold on. All right. So just in putting things together and looking to see who's coming out, who's dropping stuff over the past week, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, she did the beef thing. A lot of people would say she kind of won that. Maybe didn't win the war, but certainly won that battle. So yeah, man, Remy Ma, man, you know, I see you, Rem. So that's it. Once again, real quick, I do want you to, if you want to help us out, if you're enjoying what I'm doing, I appreciate you. Definitely want to say that there's a few things you can do to support this show, the New York Hip Hop Report with me, Manny Faces. Go to nyhiphopreport.com. There's an email list. Sign up there. Should be. And please give us your email address so that we can hit you with, like, upcoming show alerts. And we have some important things. I got a couple of, you know, guests that I'm lining up. Like, we're going to step this game up, and I want to make sure that you guys know about it. Don't get surprised. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter, NY Hip Hop Report. You can find us, you know, in most places. Support our sponsors. Again, Legendary, the Legend Night happening this weekend, this Friday night at the Gramercy Theater. Super dope party going to be popping off. Shouts to everyone over there. But become one of our sponsors. Again, if you want to kind of see a little logo and have me talk about it in a great manner as I am for Legendary, I won't take anybody's money. Like, I'm not gonna just take your money because you give me money. Like, you know, I got a integrity thing here, so I'll make sure I bring you only the best information and sponsors and but yeah, hit me up, man. We can definitely, if you're watching this right now, so someone else, right? So help us out. Visit the world famous home base, birthplacemag.com. again, the very beautiful and well curated event calendar at birthplacemag.com/events. I have a Patreon page, but I'm not even pushing it because, you know, I'm not gonna nickel and dime y'all. But if you have $1 million and you want to give me a portion of your $1 million, then I'm not gonna really, I mean, we could, yeah. So, but most important, again, it's not about me. And I know I got my face on here now. I used to be on audio. You couldn't really see me. Some of y'all are discovering that I'm quite handsome. I appreciate that. But at the same time, it's not about me. It's really about the artists, the wonderful beings, organizations, venues that really are still on the cutting edge, the most progressive place on the planet for hip hop music and culture, still New York. They're trying to gentrify us out. They're trying to kill our soul. They're trying to do all that stuff. They're trying to price us out. You know what I mean? But I'm still out here. I still see it. I still know it exists, from OGs to like middle career journeymen and women down to like the new jacks that are doing some really incredible stuff. So shouts to them. Make sure you just support good New York hip hop. That's your job, right? This is my job. I do all this stuff to try to let people know about it. Your job is to support it. Go to some shows. Any day of the week, you can go to a show. Matter of fact, let's go to, I'm going to get good at this. I'm going to have hotkeys one day soon. But we had the weekend review, right? So now it's the weekend preview, right? So let's check out what's happening in the next few days real quick. Let us go to the birthplacemag.com event calendar, right? I got an ad missing that's sloppy. I have a hell of a lot more than 107 shares, but that's not the point. So from large rap to hip hop concerts to open mics, indie and underground shows to art exhibits, seminars and special events, the Birthplace Magazine New York Area Hip Hop Event Calendar is the most complete collection of hip hop related events in the New York metropolitan area. Facts. So what you can do here is anytime, any you want to see what's going on, this evening, this coming weekend, you could check this out. Again, there was Ralph McDaniels tonight at the same time as us, or a little bit earlier. If you were there and you're not watching me, then I can understand it, and I'll give you nothing but respect and love, because Ralph McDaniels is the greatest on earth. Oh, you know what? Shouts to Jay Swiss. Always making some smart-ass comment. Not only is Jay Swiss an amazing artist, he's quite a capable scribe, and as a journalist, I appreciate his great abilities. You can find him writing things here and there. Check his information out. But also, he's doing music. He's actually really talented as well. Rocks with a lot of live bands, does a lot of great things, and also suggested that I quit my day job. Shouts to Jay Swiss for the shirt. Oh, anyone else, if you give me stuff for free, I'm going to wear it and I'm going to shout you out. I won't give you too much, because for that, you got to be a sponsor. Back to the calendar. So, of course, coming up here. Hey, look, that's us tonight, right? But, of course, we got Latasha Alcindor. They can call her L.A. We spoke about her in the special episode. She was down at South by Southwest killing it. She'll be rocking at Les Poissons Rouges on Thursday night. Also, Jamo Gang. Yo, shouts to my man J57, an amazing producer down with the Brown Bag All Stars. We've had him on this show. We've talked to him in the past. I'm not on this show or another show, but he got a little crew together with a guy you might know named El Gant from New York, but you might, another guy you might know named Rascass. This guy's a legend. These three are legendary, and they're gonna make legendary music. So shouts to them performing. That's gonna be a big show. If you're into beatboxing, we got beatboxing in New York City. It never died. It's still live and well, right? You got some parties. You got this legendary party that's really popping off on Friday. You got a lot. The Shrine Cypher. This is a monthly open mic event with a couple of featured acts happening uptown in Harlem. A wonderful event. Shouts to Liquid. Shouts to the Shrine Cypher, their whole crew. We wrote about them on birthplacemag.com. You get a little more information. If you're an artist, a singer, a spoken word artist, these are the kind of open mics and real community-minded friendly events that'll take you in and bless you at the same time. Though it's so hard to choose. Supreme Bars, this is a great MC and beat maker tournament. Some of the MC tournaments, the MC challenges in town. Shouts to EO Dub. Shouts to Freestyle Mondays. These organizations, they battle it out, but not every one of them allows the, producer to get put on. So Supreme Bars is rocking on Monday. They're monthly also, so you pay attention to when they're rocking down at the Lantern. Shouts to, I mentioned them before, upcominghiphop.net. They're putting together a lot of great shows. Just had a what did they have, upcominghiphop.net? What did y'all have? Y'all had a panel discussion on using social media and how independent artists can use social media. Super important. Done by folks that are using social media in a really forward-thinking way in music. So shouts to upcominghiphop.net. They're the other place in town that'll give you some good insight about what's popping and who to check. So we show love. We don't hate our journalism friends as if we're enemies, or, you know what I mean, trying to eat each other's food. There's enough New York hip hop for all of us. Kosha Dills, Toca Tuesdays, Tony Touch is rock. The Raekwon album release party was at Tony Touch's Toca Tuesdays last week. So you're always going to find something there. A lot of veterans, but a lot of new jacks come in there kicking it. Shouts to Wendy, Julian, Xavier, Matthew, Eddie, everybody down in Florida. I appreciate you guys checking in. Good to see y'all. I saw y'all out there getting wet at SeaWorld and whatever. Super fun. I'm waiting for that warm weather to come up here to New York. We getting there. It's not here yet. So, yeah. So, birthplacemag.com, the Birthplace Mag event calendar. That's the place to be. We really try to fill that up with as much good New York hip-hop stuff that we can. So, that's what's up. All right. Cool. So that's where we're at so far. We did a little bit of weekend review, weekend preview. Now let's talk about something real quick. This has been, now, you know, we get inside baseball here, right? We talk about New York hip hop, politics. Sometimes we talk about the radio sometimes, you know, and this made a lot of noise this week on the blogs, on the internets, all that stuff. When Joey Badass was up at Hot 97 doing an interview, shouts to Joey Badass, shouts to his All American Badass album. A really good album. I've listened to most of it. Here's a brother that really made some noise a couple years ago as a super young MC, 17, 18 years old, something like that. Came out with a mixtape called 1999, which still knocks right now if you go back and listen to it. Came out with a couple follow-up projects. Summer Nights was a great one with this collective called Pro Era, right? They're out of Brooklyn. Joey Badass is a smart kid. He was a really smart kid. You could hear it early on that he knew some things, right? And he had a good flow, good diction, flowed over beats that a lot of people labeled retro, vintage sounding, you know, 90s hip hop, but with a sort of a new DNA, right? And a new way of looking at things. So everyone knew, I knew, certainly when I reviewed 1999, I remember saying something like, you know, for months to come, although I guess I underestimated. But I said, for months to come, we'll be seeing him grow as an artist, and he's going to continue to make noise, right? So I said this back, you know, in like 2011, 2012, a while ago. And now, of course, he's coming up with his full sophomore. Before the Money album right there in vinyl. But he came out with his sophomore album, All American Badass. And there's a lot of comments, social commentary on here, right? And that's bold for an artist, even though it's, you know, we got people like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar sort of on the mainstream, sort of Chance the Rapper, sort of making it, opening the doors for some of these artists that have been maybe either thinking about doing this kind of material for a long time or had some of this material. Kemba comes to mind. Shouts to the Kemba from the Bronx, formerly YC the Cynic, the big homie, who's been talking some of this stuff for a long time. So I think there's an opening now for some of these artists. It's still a bold thing to do when you're a Joey Badass coming out with your sophomore album, want to really fill it with messages about being a black man in America, about, you know, I mean, All American Badass, America spelled with three K's, as, you know, as in KKK, and really bringing out some great issues, some great perspectives, right? As how it is to be someone his age, you know, having been in a, you know, in Brooklyn, in a inner city community, having families that are involved in gangs or whatever the case, and then being able to kind of get outside of it as an artist and look in and do that thing that hip hop really does well, is tell a story or tell a perspective, you know, from some of its artists. So really shouts to Joey Badass for that. I've heard some mixed things about the album, although mainly good things. I think there were a couple people that I remember hearing saying that they thought it was a little simplistic. Some of the ideas were a little, but he's young, and I would imagine he's kind of coming into his own and trying to figure out a way to articulate, you know, himself. So I think overall it's a good effort, and production was really great on the album. Shouts to all the folks involved with that. Anyway, I say all that to say, and I'll check in real quick. Peace to Seventh Borough. Check out Seventh Borough on the net. They also do great stuff. Shouts to Manny, my Manny brethren, Manny De Rosa. What up, brother? Also doing great work, video wise and music wise and production wise, DJ wise, and you know, we got some multi talents out in this area. Anyone you see commenting and I say something about them, go check them. Go click them in a new window, and don't go look now because I'm talking to you. Like, this is me. That's rude. That's very disrespectful. But later on, go back and see what they do so that you get to kind of learn the network of people doing good stuff. So, Joey Badass, Hot 97. does a pretty good interview, right? They talk for a while about some of these things, your perspectives, how, why, what was it that caused you to, you know, put some of this stuff into music? How did you feel after Capital Steez from Pro Era, died, and you felt horrible and didn't want to keep rapping, and you were very confused and hurt, and it was good. It was good information if you're a Joey Badass fan. It's good information if you're a hip hop fan. And then Joey says, well, I hope this works. Joey says this.
You know what I'm saying? Another thing I want to put on the map real too, and you know, y'all my family and shit, but it's just something that I want to say to the people and get out there. New York radio. We need the new young Ebro. We need the new young Funk Flex. We need the new Peter Rosenberg, man. Y'all holding their seats, man. Just let them at least grow.
Come take me out.
Let them grow under y'all, though, man.
You gotta come take it.
Let them grow under y'all, because y'all keeping this shit a certain way. And New York radio, in my opinion, hasn't really grown too much in the last couple of years. It stayed the same. Everybody else is beating us out now. Like, you got Atlanta killing it, LA killing it. You know why? Because they got young people involved, and they getting the inner cities involved. They supporting their hometown artists on some other shit. Not just like supporting their hometown mainstream artists. They're supporting their hometown artists undeniably, no matter what. You know what I mean?
Well, so, the problem is it's fundamentally evil.
No, I don't want to hear no problem. I just want to say what it is. You know what I mean? Because I know the problems.
No, but it's not about the people. It's not about having new people. About we have generally in this city, not even just the last few years, last 10 years, not really gotten behind. Like, LA and Atlanta have been on supporting their own.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you. I agree. There's a
we gotta add, like, you know, look, I got no problem with y'all. You know, I ain't got no problem
you
with
you. Just
Flex.
Told me you wanted me to lose my job.
I want you to lose your job.
I'm letting you finish.
I ain't tell you I want you to lose your job. You know how much I love you, bro.
But you want to cultivate
what I'm saying is, I want to see people like me, young millennials, in here eventually. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know, because they struggling trying to get jobs. You know what I mean? They can't get jobs. Like, I know a lot of people who would love to be here and who could really put on for, like, somewhere like Hot 97. And, you know what I'm saying? Put on for their city in general. So I ain't taking nothing away from y'all, but I just wanted to put that out there because I think that's something that's never said.
You think the voice is missing?
Huh?
You think there's a voice missing?
Not
of
even
of your generation.
I think there's more energy missing.
Ooh, there it is. Energy missing. Energy, man. Now, shouts to Joey Badass. I appreciated him going in. I appreciated him saying this. This has been an ongoing discussion. We've been talking about this for, like, since we began 2012. The state of New York hip hop radio. Does the mainstream do enough? What's the difference between Hot 97 and Power 105? Power 105 doesn't really support New York artists. Actually, they kind of do, like, here and there. You know, DJ Self plays a lot of New York artists. And I know that, you know, they used to have a New York kind of show, sort of like Rosenberg's. But Rosenberg gets some love, doesn't he? He always shows, like, underground artists some love, even though he's on a graveyard shift, you know, 12 o'clock midnight. He's not really getting that kind of exposure. So, you know, I've done a lot of stuff and a lot of talk about Hot 97. You remember this. And the reason I did that was not because they weren't playing New York hip hop artists. Part of the reason. But the reason was is that a radio station run by a corporation that exists in Indianapolis should not be dictating to millions of people what hip hop means. Now, I saw some clap back to Joey Badass's comments. People saying something similar to, you got to respect the game. You got to respect the way the radio business works. You got to respect your elders. Da, 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 da. And that's true. Some of that is true. There's a lot of people who claim that they want the, where's my sponsors at? Oh, they're there. They claim to want the radio to change, but they don't know how to run radio. And if they 99% of people, I'd be like, oh, so you could do better job with hip hop radio? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, all right, program hip hop radio. And then tomorrow the radio station would close because no one would be listening and nobody would buy advertisements and it'd be shut down. So no, you don't know how to run a radio station. It's not gonna work like that. However, this all being said, I've given a lot of slack towards the Ebros of the world when he was program director. Once he got demoted, I really didn't have nothing to say about him because I know he's not in a position to make any, you know, real decisions. He's a loudmouth, And he's an instigator, and he's an entertainer now. He's the Donald Trump of Hot 97. He's not really doing anything. He's not really making any policy, but he still acts like he's in charge and that he has some sway in the matter. Now, why do I say that? Now, Rosenberg's never had any sway in the matter, and shouts to Skyhook Radio. By the way, Skyhook, I was listening to her radio show talking about this with Mr. Meck and Jerry Barrow, a couple of great journalists in hip-hop. There aren't many, but those are a couple. And Skyhook's point was that Rosenberg hears this stuff and doesn't really defend it that much, right? Meanwhile, he was right here in the video saying, yeah, we kind of do a crappy job of this. So I'll give him some props on this. Laura Stiles is irrelevant to this conversation because she's not really part of this conversation. She's just there. Here's where it got interesting to me, and this is why I don't really talk about Hot 97 as much as I used to, even though I still have sort of a vendetta. I believe they do a disservice to hip-hop culture. I believe that they should be held to account, and I still believe they shouldn't be on the air if they're going to be talking how they support or represent hip-hop culture and don't. But here's what got interesting to me. Check this out.
It's really more about, like, you know, getting back to that element where that position where we all feel involved and connected with each other. There's more about that than anything. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I bring up the youth, because it's like it's easier for youth to connect with youth, you know, like attracts like and shit. But it's less about the broadcasting and the morning shows. It's more just about the DJs and, you know, like the shit that they playing, the shit that they support, the shit that they know about. Because, like, you know, no disrespect to Flex, but Flex don't really know this shit until it's already popping on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit been popping for months. And you know, not even talk about Flex, radio in general. You know what I'm saying? Shit be popping for months, and radio don't know about it until like 5-6 months later. Now y'all want to jump on it and play.
We be waiting.
Where it should be
we be waiting.
Yeah.
Y'all be waiting?
We wait.
They have to go through tests to see if things are bullshit, but it's like
internet niggas ain't gonna pop all the way.
I dig that. I definitely.
But there are times.
Every other week, y'all got somebody
and,
who hot.
And there are times we sit there and fight for records.
But Joey,
and they're like, no.
But what about, just, I'm just throwing a great example out here. Fucking Broccoli was goddamn platinum, and we hadn't played it yet. And it was platinum.
You know
what? It went to pop radio.
Can I tell you why?
Pop radio started playing it, and we hadn't played it yet.
Can I tell you why?
Why, bro?
That shit's fucking trash.
No, it's not. It still feels good.
That shit's not trash.
I hate that record. Still.
Yo, so Ebro talks, and it doesn't matter. Rosenberg made the point. He said people are feeling this music, and it's not being on the radio. I don't care whether you like Broccoli or not. That's not the point. Because for every Broccoli, there might be a Napoleon the Legend or Kemba or Mike Hands or who's it? Rusty Jux, like, you know, Homeboy Sandman. There's songs out there that people will gravitate toward, right? They will gravitate toward. I know there's like radio music and not radio music. I get the whole picture. But somebody's making music that people might be feeling or might already be feeling. Here's proof. I don't have the link, but in an article discussing the success of Young M.A.'s DJ Enough from Hot 97 said, we didn't have any testing on this. We didn't know this was it was just popping. And we just put it on the radio because it was so hot in the streets. My 17-year-old daughter put me on. Well, I already knew about it because I know who works with Young M.A., so I already heard about it. But she came to me, 17 years old, was like, yo, Dad, this is the hottest joint right now. And I was like, oh, I know, yeah, of course, no doubt. It wasn't nowhere near on the radio yet. The reason why I got put on the radio, or the reason why I got big, is Beyonce shared it, 50 Cent shared it, and then it was popping, SoundCloud, all that. Then they decided to put on the radio. So they have no clue. They said they test. Here's what I caught from this whole thing, though. This is where the problem is. And if we ever gonna fix this radio problem, I don't know if we should. I don't know if we're gonna. But here's where we can. Ebro said in the beginning, take me out. All right, don't challenge me again. Cause I came close last time. But if we really want to, it's not even Ebro. It's not even Rosenberg. It's definitely not Laura Stiles. Here's why. And this is what she said. Check this out. And this is what I got from it. She said,
and there are times saying, we sit there and fight for records. Like, yes, fight for records.
Hold on, but Joey,
and they're
hold
like,
on.
No.
Did you catch that? How to put the words so that you... She said, there are times that we sit there and fight for records. Like, fight for records. And they're like, no. Who's they? Who's they at Hot 97/MS Communications? Right? a company that says they're where hip hop lives, who's they that wasn't playing Kendrick Lamar's All Right or I? Sort of like uplifting songs, right? Radio, when I drop, I'm a DJ. When I drop All Right by Kendrick Lamar in any spot, young people, old people, mixed ethnicities, when that joint comes on, that joint was literally like the anthem of protests last summer, right? When I drop that joint, everybody feels that joint. I don't remember it being on the radio. Right? Maybe that was one of the songs that they were fighting for. When she says,
"There are times we sit there and fight for fight for records,
but Joey,
and they're like, no."
So who's saying no? And why are they saying no? That's the issue at hand. So I just got to say, you know, my fight against the Hot 97s of the world, my annoyance with them, you know, is because of that. And they just admitted it. They said there are powers that are controlling what's being played, what's not being played. And they're speaking to our youth. You know, people say, oh, the radio doesn't matter anymore. But kids don't have Spotify accounts. You know what I mean? They still live at home. They still, you know, they don't have satellite radio subscriptions. The radio does affect a lot of people, and it's mainly the younger people. Older people got different avenues. Now, younger people still listen to SoundCloud, YouTube. My daughter, the same daughter I mentioned, doesn't even listen to radio. So I get it. But there's enough people that do. And we've got to really start looking at who's deciding what gets played and what doesn't, right? Because they admitted it themselves. They
and
said,
"There are times I'm just saying, we sit there and fight for records." Like,
yes,
fight
but
for
hold
records.
On, hold on, but Joey,
and
hold
they're
on.
Like, "No."
Now, Joey Badass got a song called "Land of the Free," and it's a good song. It's kind of modeled. It has a little bit of the Biggie Juicy beat behind it, and it's well produced. And he's saying some stuff. He's saying some provocative stuff if you look at it. They got him on the interview. They made a lot of hits by having this little conversation. But are they playing his music? Now, I looked at the playlist the last few days. And they're playing Temptation, which is another good song from off of his album. Here and there, trickled. Let's see how long that lasts, though. Let's see if they're going to play the music of the guy that told them that we need a younger perspective coming into the radio station. That's what I'm waiting to see. I'm not shooting down anybody. I wish they would stay there and do all some of the things the station does. Again, I got to go back, and I know that people, you know, might say, yeah, you know, you're railing against them too much. Why not support all the underground, you know, efforts? They just dropped a couple in the Eddie makes a good point. The program director is a guy named Pio Faro. Used to run a Spanish music station. They bring in young people like the Megan Wrights and the Nessa, but they come in from other places around the country. Like, why can't we have New York people on a New York hip hop radio station? The way they kind of slaughter this soul of this city, man, is, and it's happening at this level, and it's the major corporations with a lot of money behind them. And we fight, you know, I try to fight them before, you know, but I'm just saying. So we got to figure out what we do. New York is different than everywhere else. It's just plain and simple. And when you start really pushing out, now they're playing a little bit more hip hop, a little bit more New York area artists, Dave East, and you know, on Flex's show, Flex is inviting DJs in. Now that's all great. That's nice. That's cute. But again, they weren't with us when we were shooting in the gym. So now that it's a little bit more profitable or cool to be riding with New York hip hop, they're gonna do that for a little bit. You know, I don't know how long that's going to last. And that's not really what this city needs, man. This city does have a hip hop culture spirit, and it shouldn't be drowned out. That's my opinion. I wouldn't be happy if this was happening in Nashville, right? And the country music stations in Nashville were playing like only the Taylor Swift's and the what's the woman who was on American Idol. You know what I'm talking about. If they were only playing like the mainstream country music, and they weren't playing like the get down, like the round away country music, I'd be like, Nashville, what's wrong with you? Selling out Nashville? You the home of country music. You can't do that. You can't sell out your the people that made you famous. I can't see it happen. So we're going to keep fighting it. I'm going to keep talking about it. And we're going to say, you know, don't let it happen in New York City. So that's what it is. We're winding down. I want to keep to about an hour. But I'm still kind of working out the kinks here. I appreciate y'all. Once again, the New York Hip Hop Report with me, Manny Faces. That was kind of like the issue of the week. So I went in a little long on it. I didn't really want to go in a little long on it. But I got to tell you who I am and what I do. And that's one of the things I do. So once again, advertise with us. Make sure people know who are watching us, what you're into, what you got going on. You know, it's affordable. I'm just trying to keep these lights on. I'm just trying to make sure these microphones work and these computer screens, you know, are all live and direct. And I have a little bit of time. I'm going to put some money in some people's hands, get some production assistance here because I can't do all this myself forever. But that's what's up. So once again, our wonderful sponsor this week, the good folks at the Legendary Party, going to happen Friday, April 14th at the Gramercy Theater in memory of our late great musicians, including Prince, including Michael Jackson, including Biggie, all-star cast of DJs, including Mr. C, Lil C's, Cosmo Baker, Boogie Blind, DJ Lindsay, DJ Tara, hosted by Combat Jack, Kazim Famuide, Timotep, Mary Pryor, Jamila Lemieux, she's super dope, Maya Norton, I don't know her. We're going to find out more, though, because these are great media personalities, people that are connected to the culture, really making sure that they're blending, you know, music, entertainment with community and issues. Like, that's what hip hop is supposed to be all about. So big shout out to the Legendary Party. Check them out Friday night. That's going to be a super great place to kind of shake off the cobwebs of a work week and just move forward. Of course, Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com. Once again, the home of the world famous New York hip hop events calendar. You should definitely check us out whenever you need to find out what's going on in and around New York City. We usually have some great stuff. Ticket giveaways. Just did a ticket giveaway last week for Dos Effects and DJ Scratch at BB King's. There's some great stories on here. This was a great thing on Red Bull that did a nice profile piece on Baxter Wordsworth and Amber. Baxter Wordsworth is a great MC. He works over at EO Dub End of the Week, right? Which will be coming back on the 30th of this month. A great monthly now, but long-running weekly showcase. EO Dub End of the Week at Bower Electric, MC Challenge, freestyle battles between a bunch of MCs. It's super dope time. There's some feature acts. It's really the heart and soul of New York City hip hop. You should definitely check out End of the Week. And Baxter Wordsworth, again, was traipsing through New York City. Red Bull had some cameras, and they had a great episode. You can find that kind of stuff over at birthplacemag.com. It's my baby, and I hope you treat it right. So once again, nyhiphopreport.com. Sign up for the email list and share this episode. Thank you, y'all. Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you, Kiara. Kiara, what's up, man? Kiara Leon. Yo, I know that the hip hop retreat week is popping off. I know you into a bunch of things. Let's talk. You can always talk business with me. Shouts to Eddie. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Jehovah Moss, what's up? No doubt. I appreciate you. Share this video. Fly Lady Die, I love you, girl. Get back safe. We got to hang out when you're back in New York. Congratulations. What they call you, Gigi? Is that what it is? So we got to have you back here. Got to have you, you know, holler at us and let us know some of your thoughts and who you vibing. Bushwick Radio, Fly Lady Die. She rocks on Sundays. Do check that out. Show with M Sky. Got to find out when that is. Definitely have you on soon and tell people what you do. So Fly Lady Die, just a great, great photographer. And just, again, heart and soul of New York City hip. Man, there's a lot of people out here doing a lot of amazing things. So shouts to her. You see her in the comments, go follow her. What up, Charlie? Thanks for checking in. Yeah, share the shit out of this. Like, to be honest, like, just share it. Just do me that solid right now. Just like, share this video and be like, yo, Manny Faces is the illest, you know, because that helps me out. I want people to see this, and I want people, you know, be able to tell more stories. So real quick, I kind of already did what I wanted to do, but I'll say that I'm going to keep this to like 3 or 4 minutes. This is my outro segment, and it's called. These are the words that I manifest. So check it out. My name is Manny Faces. For 8 years, I've been covering New York City hip hop and culture through my media outlets that I created, birthplacemag.com, because 99% of the media industry, hip hop mostly, turned their backs on New York City music and culture for other parts of the country that were popping, Houston, Atlanta, you know, places that would make music that was ringtone rap or that was no samples and strip club friendly. And they had this little side economy that was popping off where the DJ on the radio would play the music that would pop off in a strip club later when he'd be DJing there. And then the strip clubs or the clubs would be advertising on the radio. So it was a cyclical economy and they made a lot of money. And New York City was like, oh, we want some of that. So they started following the same thing. That's what happened to New York radio. That's what happened to hip hop. Right on the radio, mainstream stuff. Now, in the past, I don't know, 6-8 months, you've seen a lot of people making some noise from New York City. Dave East has been getting popular thanks to a signing by Nas and Mass Appeal, right? So you got that Young MA blowing up all over the place. Folks like Don Q, folks like Casanova, folks like West Side Gun and Conway up in Buffalo, right? You got folks that are popping off all of a sudden from New York City. But they've been around for a while, right? They're not just popping off. Like, they didn't just sprout up overnight on some miracle grow, right? Like plant food for hip hop. And boom, here's Dave East. He's been rocking, right? He's been out here grinding away, as well as some of these people that I might have mentioned tonight that maybe you weren't totally familiar with but should get familiar with, the homeboy Sandmans. You know, obviously our OGs have been still killing the game. Raekwon, Ghostface Killah, been rocking stuff for years. We've seen Master Ace drop albums. We've seen a lot of Kool G Rap is about to come out with an album. We've seen a lot of our OGs, De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest. So all of these things have been popping off. Now, we had a Joey Badass a bunch of years ago. We had a French Montana. We had an ASAP Rocky. We had Troy Ave. We had all these people on the semi-mainstream level almost every single year. And every single year, one of these folks come out and people start talking about New York is back or making a comeback. They're saying the same thing now. But if you look back over the past 8 years, these artists have always been here. This has always been here. We have always been here. Right? New York hip hop is popping. On any given night, you can go on, check my calendar, you can find a trap show with young folk getting turnt, lit. You can find OGs rocking at BB King's or at Fat Buddha or, you know, or at a few of the venues that are still open and supportive of these kind of events. You can find journeymen like the aforementioned homeboy Sandman, Sky Zoo, Torre, right, who's rocking on a regular basis in town and around the world. Right, you can find hip hop culture in New York City. B-Boy is still doing it. Rocksteady Crew still doing it. Graffiti, 5 points might be gone, but believe me, they're out there and they're doing things all over the place. Shouts to JS1, shouts to Mirrors1, shouts to Marie. All them folks are still doing it. You just got to pay attention a little bit more. DJing, there's the DMC Turntablism Champions. Shouts to them. Shouts to the folks that are doing Freestyle Monday. Literally, Freestyle off the top of the head. Freestyle Monday, Supreme Bars, End of the Week, Legendary Cyphers, Freestyle Around Manhattan. These are all people that are doing stuff. The culture of hip hop is alive and well. Beatboxing is beatbox party at Les Poison Rouge. That all of these elements are here. Nothing new. I've been watching it for 8 years trying to tell everybody that it's happening. You can't be on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter talking about New York rap really starting to feel like it's coming back. No, the only thing coming back to New York hip hop is your attention. So that's my words I manifest this week. I want you to understand, nothing's coming back to New York but your attention. Stay with us this time. Learn more than what they're just telling you on the radio or on the blogs about the few heads, Don Q, West Side Gun and Conway, Dave East, Young M.A., like the same names they're throwing at you. They're great. Take nothing away from what they're doing. Rock with them. Chris Casanova, two different people, right? A bunch of artists that are coming out. But don't just stop there and say, oh, that's what's popping. No, there's so much more. You haven't been paying it, and I get it. No one's telling you this. Because there's 950 million blogs that are all copy-paste from each other. You ain't got time for that. And you listen to Hot 97 for 2 minutes, and you can't stand it because it's Flex dropping bombs and going, eh, this is what New York City sound like. And you're like, eh. And you might turn to Power and get, you know, a couple of minutes of good music, and then they flip to some current trappy stuff, and that might not be your style. So look past all that. come to me, come to us, share this video, come to nyhiphopreport.com, watch the video, come to birthplacemag.com for the event calendar, go to upcominghiphop.net, don't just go to us, go to Bushwick Radio, right, go to Skyhook Radio, start, because it's there, and they need you, and you'll have a damn good time, because I do, I love hip-hop in New York City, never been better, never, golden era, never been better. Because I could find it all now. I could find golden era hip hop. But I could find new stuff that I didn't even think existed. So finally tonight. For what I like to call essential New York hip hop. I'm going to do this every week. I'm going to let you know the like one topic. And that feeds off of this. One of the greatest things in New York City. Hip hop to me. Is the cypher. Right? The power of the cypher, the gathering of heads, is as old as hip hop, right? You see it on the Get Down, just you see it like in the early days, either a dance cypher or an MC cypher. I love an MC cypher. You know, Toni Blackman, she's a great artist and she's an educator, and she talks about the power of the cypher, how it goes back centuries, right? The drum cycle, the griots, the whole, the power of that circle, the power of voices in a circle, that you could take an MC from US and go anywhere else in the world, drop that MC in a cipher, doesn't even know the language, doesn't know the people, just walks in and just and vibes and then knows when to start spitting. No one tells them, no one says, it's your turn now. They just know it's time to go. That's universal, right? The cipher is a cornerstone of hip hop. It's like the DJ and some other things. This is essential hip hop. This is essential New York hip hop. So I just wanted to give real quick some super love to who I think are the two entities that are really carrying this art forward in New York City. You'll find them at Supreme Bars. You'll hear them throughout the city. You'll see them on Facebook. It's called Supreme Fam. They get together and they definitely go around the city, New York City, and they freestyle around Manhattan. I think other boroughs as well. Supreme Fam, you will see them anywhere just popping up, rocking, ill freestylists, mental mechanics, super dumb doodle lyricists off the top of their head, just showcasing their skills throughout the city. It's the soul of New York City. It's the soul of hip hop. They're not going to take it from us. Don't let these gentrifiers come and push you out. Don't let everybody, you know, let you think that this kind of community vibe, spirit, cipher love is dead in New York City. Alive and well. Check out Supreme Bars on Facebook. Again, their show, their event is next Monday. But the Supreme Fam, they go out throughout the boroughs. You'll find them here and there. You got to pay attention to them, and they'll tell you where to pop up and check them. Supreme Fam, Supreme Bars on Facebook is really the best way to find them. And, of course, shouts to Kiara, you're right, the I Spit New York City, I Spit NYC Cyphers at the end of every show. They got a show April 22nd. It's an edible pop-up shop. Oh, you like them edibles? It'll be like a 420 after 420, you know what I mean? So it'll be like a 420 plus 2. Check them out. Check her in the comments section. You'll want to check out at I Spit NYC. They believe in the love of the ciphers. A lot of the events have ciphers at the end of the show, you know, but the Supreme Fam really take the love of ciphers, bring it around the city, bring it to the community, bring it in front of their faces. And of course, I can't even for a minute talk about ciphers in New York City before giving my ultimate respect, props, peace and love to Majesty and the good folks.
Yo, for real, we need a good hook. I think we got one. I think it's about to set it. It's all good. Watch the energy. Telekinetic like. Party people, are you ready? 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 Party people, are you ready? 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 Party people, are you ready? Ready?
Say hell yeah! Hell yeah! If you love the cypher, then throw your fist up.
If you love the cypher, then throw your fist up. If you love the cypher, then throw your fist up. And say hell yeah!
Go!
Legendary Cyphers outside of Union Square Park. Every spring, summer, I don't know exactly when they're coming back. I should have checked before I talked to y'all about it. But peace and love to Legendary Cyphers. Follow them on Instagram, Legendary Cyphers 360, I believe. Just search, man. Y'all know how to find stuff on the internet. I ain't got to tell you what to do. Legendary Cyphers. Rest in peace to the God Majesty. My man, my mellow. Just an inspirational figure who really got the Legendary Cyphers crew going. They literally entertain tens of thousands of people a year. In Union Square Park, for free. They just out there Friday nights, 8 p.m. to midnight when the weather's good. I know they're coming back soon. It's got to be right around the corner. And it's just a place to be, man. Legendary Cyphers, y'all get my ultimate respect. Supreme Boss, Supreme Fam, y'all are essential hip hop to me. So once again, that's this week in essential New York hip hop. So my name is Manny Faces. I try to do the best I can to tell y'all and people like you what's going on around New York hip hop. You're not going to hear this stuff from most outlets. You'll hear a little bit here and there. I try to bring it all together. Once again, I'm going to be here doing this every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. I'm going to go about an hour, but hey, this, you know, we just do whatever we want to do, right? There's no rules here. So shouts to you for checking in. Y'all been really checking in all night with me, man. Mala, Fly Lady Die, Eddie, every Friday, man. Every Friday. And that's what's up. That's weird. All right, so I'm not sure what happened here. All right, look, I don't even know if this is still going on or not. I got something on the screen that really doesn't. So maybe we got a hiccup at the end, but all right, listen, I ain't gonna mess with that. My name is Manny Faces. I will catch you guys next Wednesday, 10 p.m. Love y'all for listening and checking in. You know, share this stuff. Hit me at info@nyhiphopreport.com. Hit me on Facebook. Hit me on Instagram, Manny Faces NY. And yeah, man, we'll talk to y'all soon.
You sick for this one.